It's a tricky business, a tricky chemistry. We heard the governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm, earlier talking about how she's creating commissioners of cool, encouraging mayors across that state to try and do it. But can that work? We're joined now from Midland, Michigan, by Michael Lefebvre. He's director of fiscal policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. It's a nonprofit research and educational institute headquartered there in Midland. Good evening and welcome, Michael Lefebvre.
Good evening and thank you.
It's great to have you. Michael, you have written, the headline is, Government Can't Do Cool, How Overregulation Kills Cool, Hip Cities. Well, you've got a governor who's banking on firing up some coolness there. Can government make this happen?
Well, I had a hard time finding anything with Governor Granholm's remarks that I could disagree with. She seemed to emphasize the private sector nature of things, the importance of inspiring entrepreneurs. All of that I agree with. What I would disagree with is exactly how she wants policymakers to empower the creative class. If that means a transfer of wealth, then no, government cannot do cool. In fact, government can't give anyone anything it doesn't first take from someone else. So if it creates coolness in one part of the city, it's going to have to destroy it elsewhere because you've left entrepreneurs and other people with less money to maximize their own self-interest.
What's the evidence you would cite for that view, Michael Lefebvre?
Consider the city of Detroit. For 40 years, they have chased entrepreneurs from the city with a tax rate that's 7 times higher than any other city in the state of Michigan. Their regulations are onerous, and their schools are appalling as well. In fact, Governor Granholm and Mayor Kilpatrick effectively repudiated a $200 million gift that would have improved the city's education infrastructure. Nothing could send out a signal that Detroit was more cool.
This was a private gift, but the teachers union or something didn't want it to come in. Is that right?
That's precisely it, because it would have built charter schools instead of invested in traditional government schools. They did not. Governor seems to want choice for entrepreneurs and other cool people.
She certainly says so.
Right, but when it comes down to allowing choice for, say, parents so their children can hopefully get a better education, it was quashed, and that sends a terrible signal and just another one that Detroit has sent out over the years.
So here we see the idea of being cool and economic growth intersecting with politics, and you're saying if it means more government intervention, forget about it. Do you reject the idea of cool, of hip places as a matter of importance, or you say bring it on?
No, I think cool and hip places are wonderful and absolutely important. In fact, diversity, I have to agree with your other scholars, is probably one of the number one things people look at.
So how would you encourage that?
Across the board reforms. Detroit cannot make a renaissance comeback that they keep talking about with tax rates that are 7 times higher than everybody else. Another thing about Detroit is the regulation. You know, Governor Granholm mentioned Motown and how we were famous for music at one time. Did you know that Berry Gordy could not have started his business in Detroit today because it was a home-based business, which are now illegal in the city?
Richard, Florida, does it take a libertarian streak to make cool happen, or does government have a role?
I have to agree with this, and I come from sort of the center-left of the political spectrum, but the libertarian folks have picked up on this message, and you know, they read Jane Jacobs, and what Jane said is you can't do this from the top down. It has to come from the bottom up. I mean, Jack was talking about that. It has to come from the bottom up. And the point is for government, in many cases, to simply get out of the way and empower this creativity. I think the idea of across-the-board reform is a good one. Now, the one thing I do want to say is you might think this is crazy, but I am very high on Detroit. If you think about Detroit in a new way and get away from this idea that downtown Detroit is going to be the center of the universe and just flip that metro over and say the new center of the Detroit economy is Ann Arbor with arguably the greatest research university in the world.
So we're talking greater Detroit here.
And you combine with the musical assets, and not just Motown. I mean, from Madonna to Kid Rock to Eminem to Jack White and the White Stripes.
Michael Lefebvre, how about it? Have you got the next cool center of the universe in Detroit there?
You know what? The magic of Detroit is its potential. Despite the fact that half the population is left, it left behind an exciting infrastructure with architecture that you're not going to find in many other cities.
So it could happen. It could happen. Michael Lefebvre, I know we have to let you go, but thank you very much for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.
Michael Lefebvre, director of the Fiscal Policy Center for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy in Midland, Michigan. We're talking tonight about the Great American Cool Contest. Cities and states striving to be hip to attract top young workers and economic growth. Does this all sound like PR and poppycock to you? Or like the underpinnings of 21st century dynamism? We're at 1-800-423-8255. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.